The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. Fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah.
As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah.
As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah.
As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah.
My dear viewers on Madni channel, welcome back to another brand new episode of Path to Success. Today's uniqueness is linked to none other than the one whom is spoken about a lot in this blessed month that we are in. And that is Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. What aspect of their life will we be talking about today? Of course, there are many aspects of their blessed life. Their simplicity needs another day to speak about. Their knowledge, their works, their poetry, all of this, so many aspects of the life of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. But today, my dear viewers of Madin channel, we will be talking upon, briefly inshallah, the knowledge of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Alhamdulillah, joining us today on our panel is none other than, mashallah, our sweet Shahid Bhai. Mashallah, we welcome them on board as well, mashallah. And as a Natkhan and as a Mubalagha wa Ustad Mubin Madni, mashallah, they are here today. We welcome them as well, inshallah. Before we go to the topic at hand, let's listen to a virtue of reciting Durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barak wa sallam. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barak wa sallam has stated that the closest to me on the Day of Judgment will be such an individual who has recited the most durood upon me in this world. Therefore, my dear viewers of Madni channel, we want the nearness of Nabi Akram alayhi salatu wasalam. Increase yourself in salawat. Increase yourself in recitation of durood upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Moving forward, inshallah, our first segment that we have, guess the word.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
The question is, in which city was Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali born? Subhanallah. In which city was Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh born? So which city were they born in? Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Moving towards inshallah Azza wa Jal, I will recite a beautiful kalam for us inshallah.
Pul se utaro raah guzar ko khabar na ho. Jibril par bichhaye to par ko khabar na ho.
O Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wassalam, let us pass over the bridge of Sirat without the path even realizing it. As Jibrail alayhi salam spreads out his wings without his wings even realizing it.
Jibril par bichhaye to par ko khabar na ho. Kaanta mere jigar se ghame rozgar ka. Kaanta mere jigar se ghame rozgar ka. Yun khinch le
thorns of livelihood have been thrown in my side. Pull this thorn out of my heart, without my heart even realizing it.
Jibril par bichhaye to par ko khabar na ho. Fariyad ummati jo kare haale zaar mein. Fariyad ummati jo kare haale zaar mein. Mumkin nahi ke khair bashar ko khabar na ho.
When an individual from his ummah calls upon need, it is impossible that the best of creation, alayhi salatu wassalam, remains unaware of the plead.
Jibril par bichhaye to par ko khabar na ho.
Aisa guma khabar ko khabar na ho, khabar na ho.
May Allah make us lost in the love of His beloved alayhi salatu wassalam, to the extent that our conscience searches for itself but unable to find it.
Jibril par bichhaye to par ko khabar na ho.
Unke siwa raza koi haami nahi jahan. Unke siwa raza koi haami nahi jahan. Guzra kare pe sar pe pedar ko khabar na ho.
No one will help except him alayhi salatu wassalam. On the day of reckoning, even father will not aid his son in trouble, trampling.
Jibril par bichhaye to par ko khabar na ho.
Subhanallah, beautiful kalam of my Imam Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. And indeed, just in this kalam as well of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, there's a bundle of knowledge that one can attain as well. Every stanza, every paragraph, every couplet, every line, every word is in correlation, is in accordance to the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah of the beloved Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. This was the extent of knowledge of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Alhamdulillah, our topic today, my dear viewers of Madinah Channel, the knowledge of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. But just before we go to our Sweet Shahid by Inshallah, the segment was Guess the Answer. And the question was, in which city was Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh born? In which city was Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh born? As you can see on your screen at this moment in time. Ji Shahid Bhai, moving to our topic at hand today. The knowledge of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh.
MashaAllah, Jasab, a great topic. And when you talk about the knowledge of Ala Hazrat, it's so vast that words cannot do justice to the knowledge they have. And it's an honor and privilege to talk about and pay tribute to such a great, unique, great personality of the 14th century, who needs no introduction, because along with his works are not only known in the Islamic world, but are known throughout the whole world. If you go to any other universities across the globe, you will see the works of Allah Hazrat as well. So that's one aspect. Imam Ahmad Rahan, if you look at this aspect, was a gift to the Muslim Ummah from Allah Almighty. He was a great miracle of the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He possessed encyclopedia knowledge. He was an institute in himself. If we look at that aspect, the knowledge that he was an institute himself. And when you look at his studies, he received his early education from his father, who was also a great scholar and author of many books as well. And he completed his studies at the age of 13 years, 10 months and 4 days. And at this age, under the supervision of his father, he gave his first Islamic ruling, known as the fatwa. Now, Shah Sahib, when we look at knowledge, see, most people who are clever, they'll have expertise in maybe one or two subjects. And if you say they're genius, they probably have expertise in three or maximum the four. That would be the maximum. But we see that most people who excel in this world, they are experts in only very few minimum subjects. You will not find anyone who has expertise in more than maybe three at the top end. And when I say expertise, I mean you have to be expert in every aspect of that area, whatever you're looking at, whether it's mathematician, whether it's law, whether it's science, whatever it is, you'll only have knowledge in two to three as in-depth knowledge of expertise. And they may have general knowledge in few more subjects, but you can't say they're experts. You can't say they're genius, because they don't have that expertise in more than that. But this personality we're talking about has expertise in more than 50 different subjects. More than 50 different subjects, at least, Yasab. Whether we look at the translation of the Quran, we look at the Hadith, we look at the ruling of Sharia, we look at the fiqh, we look at the Arabic, we look at the mathematics, we look at physics, we look at astrology, we look at astronomy, we look at philosophy, we look at science, we look at algebra, we look at medicine, and which are, you know, topics, many more than that. And they had expertise in many more, over 150 years, this knowledge has still been going around. And when we look at their work, it's being followed even today, and it's been discussed about it today as well.
There are people that even in the current era, they are doing PhD upon Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah.
Absolutely. That's what, you know, when you look at their work, it's not only known in the Islamic world, but across the globe. People are studying their work, doing PhDs and everything. That's the knowledge of these subjects. But when we look at their poetry as well, in the praise of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and, you know, people have memorized their kalams. Some people don't understand the meaning, but the way the kalams are. And if one tries to understand these kalams as our Mawlid Daradanath, and those couplets, each couplet, if you pay attention, he has very depth meaning to these as well. Now, when we look at the knowledge, we can try to gain knowledge, but are we able to gain knowledge in depth in these things? Surely not, because we don't have the ability to do that. But Allah Hazrat, their knowledge was vast. And as I said from the beginning, you know, we probably won't be able to do justice of the knowledge they had in our discussions. Because if you talk about one subject, it can take hours on end just to talk, and we won't be able to complete that subject. Then we talk about a different area, again, we won't be able to complete it. So each area, when we talk about the knowledge which they had, it is so vast that we probably need weeks on end, if not months on end, just to talk their knowledge on one subject. And then looking at their poetry and talking about their poetry, which again is known across the globe, trying to understand their poetry, trying to, you know, put yourself in that position, try to imagine, you know, what those couplets are meaning. Only those who can understand, who actually read in depth about these things. Somebody like me, I wouldn't be able to understand in these things of the poetry in depth. Yes, the poetry is such that it makes a person's heart you know, lively. It makes a person, you know, with joy. But understanding it is a different level. When we look at the current state, the sources which we have available, there's not a single software where we can put information and get the detailed correct answer. For example, if we look at inheritance, when one dies and leaves assets behind to be divided for the surviving family members, you put in the value in and the number of family members, how much each is entitled to, but you will still need to go and check it with a scholar. And it's very complicated and detailed, but Imam al-Zahan, whilst he was performing wudu, a question was asked about inheritance, and he instantly gave the answer. Allah Hazrat, it's not that, you know, you like press an equal sign on a calculator and the answer comes out. Allah Hazrat just came out with a detailed answer and told the person, go and get a pen and paper and I will tell you how it is divided. It's just astonishing how our minds cannot comprehend how he is able to provide such detailed answers. When we look at these things and then we look at his knowledge from a young age and giving rulings at a young age of 13 years, 10 months and 4 days. When you look at our children of that age, many of them are not even able to read the Quran properly.
Nowadays, the madrasa admission age is 6 years.
Yes, age is 6 years. And when we look at that, when we send our children to madrasas and we think, you know, I've done my duty, it's the teacher of the madrasa, it's his responsibility to change my child, to make sure he remembers everything, to make sure he understands everything. But what input as fathers are we having in our child's learning knowledge in the Islamic aspect? If we are not going to pay attention to our child, or we're not going to sit with our child and say, son, what did you read in the masjid and madrasa today? Can you repeat the sabak what you read? And give that time to our child. Our child's not going to pay much interest. Unfortunately, what we do is, especially after the holiday period now, when our child is home and they want to do something, we either sit them in front of the TV, here, play games, or we give them our mobile phones and here, play games. How do we expect our children to learn? Our children can only learn when we bring them to such institutions where knowledge is being discussed. Alhamdulillah, Dawud Islami has started summer schooling for the young children from age of 6 to 12. And it's important that we send our children to these schools. It's only 2 hours a day. But if we want our children to learn, then it's important that we send our children to these schooling.
Beautifully said in regards to the knowledge of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. The work which Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has done, that's that shir that Agnone likha bahut ilm deen par, lekin jo kuch is sadi mein hai wo tanha raza ka hai. Why do you think, Sasa, why do they say that? Ke jo is sadi mein hai wo tanha raza ka hai.
Mashallah, if I give you some examples from Fatawa Razviya, you will definitely say the same poetry. Okay, mashallah, this was the status of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh in terms of knowledge. Okay, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh was such a great personality. He was expert in more than 150 sciences.
Subhanallah.
Some scholars mention 55 sciences, some mention more than 100, but some mention more than 150 sciences. And these all were derived from Fatawa Razviya. Because this is according to the research of the scholars. So, Ala Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi was expert in fiqh, in hadith, usul-e tafsir, even in ilm-e jafar, ilm-e tawqid. Whatever you talk about the knowledge of Ala Hadrat, you would see Ala Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he is expert in all the fields. He, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, was such a great personality. When he was 4 years old, he finished Nazara Quran-e Paak. MashaAllah, he was giving example nowadays. There is age limit in Madrasatul Madina. The child should be 6 years old. But Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he finished Nazara Quran Paak in the age of 4. Okay, move forward. In the age of 6, he, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, did a speech in a big congregation on the topic of Ishq-e Mustafa. Lafu Akali Salatu Salam, in big congregation. So when he was 8 years old, he wrote Ashara of a difficult books of Darsan Zami named Hidayatul Nahab. Mashallah, you already knew about Hidayat al-Nahab. If someone is teaching Hidayat al-Nahab, you can say in the weather of Sardi, and jab Sardi hoti hai, to us time bande ko paseena aa jata hai. But Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala, he wrote Ashara in Arabic language. Oh, originally, he was not Arabic, but he wrote Shara in Arabic language in the age of 8. I missed one thing. When he was 4 or 5 years old, okay, one Arabic person met Allah Hadrat. Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala talked to him in Arabic language, in Fasih Arabic, in eloquent Arabic language, in the age of 5. Achha, when he was 14 years old, approximately 14 years old, he wrote first fatwa on the topic of Razaat, breastfeeding. And all of us know this topic, Razaat topic, is very difficult topic of ilm-e-fiqh. But aap rahmatullahi ta'ala was such a great personality. He wrote fatwa in the age of 14. When his father Maulana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala, he checked the fatwa and he found the fatwa is correct according to the ruling of Sharia. He gave permission, ijazah to Allah Hadrat, that from today you can give fatwa to the people. But Allah Hadrat rahmatullahi ta'ala, if you read the history of Allah Hadrat, he rahmatullahi ta'ala said, until my wali sahib remained, my father remained alive, I kept getting checked my fatwa from my father rahmatullahi ta'ala. So there is a unique lesson dars for us as well. Okay, nowadays, if we see on the social media, some people they become mufti on the social media. Whenever you ask any masla, if you put your question on the social media, they keep giving answer without the knowledge. But Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala le, look at the status of the knowledge of Allah Hadrat. Okay, aap rahmatullahi ta'ala le, kept getting his fatwa checked by his father until his father remained alive. اور آپ کے جو والد صاحب تھے تقریباً 10 یا 12 سال آپ زندہ رہے فتوہ دینے کے بعد جب آپ نے فرسٹ فتوہ دیا 10 یا 12 سال زندہ رہے 12 سال تک تقریباً آپ رحمت اللہ علیہ اپنے والد صاحب سے فتوے چیک کرواتے رہے تو اس سے پتا چلا کہ وین ایور وی نیڈ ٹو آسک اینی تھنگ وی شوڈ گو ان دی کورٹ آف اسکالر اسلامک اسکالر اینڈ وی شوڈ ناٹ بی جری اسپیشل ان دی میٹر آف دی فتوا کہ ود آؤٹ تھنکنگ اف یو کیپ آنسرنگ ٹو دی پیپل. Why? Because this is haram to answer the question of Sharia without the knowledge. تو جب بھی کوئی مسئلہ بتائیں تو یہ ہے کہ ہم اس مسئلے کے حوالے سے 100% شیور ہوں. جب ہم 100% شیور ہوں, then we should answer to the people. Otherwise, we should remain quiet and people should contact to the scholar, not to the mufti of the social media. علماء سے پوچھنا چاہیے, فَسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ ذِكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask the scholar if you don't know. Allah gave this hukam in the Quran Pak. So this is why we should ask masla from a Sunni scholar, Sunni mufti, who is expert in the matter of Sharia. Hum sirf unhi se masle puchhe the, inshallah fayda hoga.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Beautiful pieces of advice from Ustaz Sahib, particularly the last one as well. That in the modern era, we have a lot of individuals upon social media that, you know, do these live Q&As, and then questions are feeding through by the public in the comments. And they're answering questions, but they're answering questions wrong. A few videos that you've been sent to me in the past few months as well, of certain individuals, you know, people called scholars in the public eye, and they're answering questions completely wrong as well. Shari questions, sometimes divorce questions as well, are being answered on social media. And this was incorrect answers that was given. So these type of people, we should refrain from. And if you are one of them, you know, refrain from doing so. Firstly, attain knowledge, whatever answer. If you are not 100% sure in a answer or a question that's come and you're about to answer, and you're not 100% sure, you have a slight doubt, just say, I don't know. I'll check with my elders, I'll check the books. And then if I know the answer, I'll answer it. But of course, it's that self-esteem that we have. You know, this is something that we try to humble yourself, and inshallah, you will better. Ji Shahid Bhai, what more do we have under knowledge of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali? But I'll mention one thing in regards to the knowledge of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And this I found, subhanallah, very unique in regards to Allah Hazrat, that how their way of making someone understand, unka samjhane ka andaz, that how they made someone understand. There was Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali went to a certain masjid, and you know, in every gathering, be that any gathering here, there's people who are mess abouts. They want to, especially big scholars, there are people that want to ask a question. Example, where I was asked a question once, and that question wasn't appropriate to answer in front of the public. And I go, I'll answer it later. Then he goes, no, answer it again. He asked me a question. Okay, so whilst I was answering it, guess where that person went? I couldn't even find him, he's gone. So now it's the audience and me. So some, you know, you'll get people who do this. So he asked Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali that, Ahmed Raza, they asked a question that, where should you do the Jummah Azan? You know, where should you do the Jummah Azan? So Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala said, outside the masjid, but you know, in front of the Imam, out there. So what that masjid used to do, used to happen in the masjid, but they would do it right in front, in the masjid, right in front of the Imam, right there. Not outside. So they stood up, they're like, oh, you're saying we're doing bad, you know, we're doing this, we're doing that. We do it inside the masjid. You're saying we're doing haram and all that. So what they done, they done a case. They filed a case against Allah Hazrat. They took Allah Hazrat to court. And so the judge came, I'm putting the waqi'ah short, and he read all the, you know, case notes and everything, what's happened. You know, one Maulana saying this, one Maulana is saying this. Okay, let's sort this out in the court. Allah Hazrat, you know, a person, you know how in back in the days, you know, if someone was to get summoned to the court, if for example a criminal or whatever, a judge would tell a person, adri he would be called, a caller. He would say, Fulan bin Fulan Hazir ho, or such a person, son of such a person, become present. That person was a murid of Allah Hazrat, that caller. So Allah Hazrat already told him what to do. Allah Hazrat didn't attend the court. So now the other scholars on one side who were against Allah Hazrat, they said to the judge, oh, he doesn't even think highly of you. He doesn't respect court. So what happened? The notes came and everything. The judge goes to the caller that called Allah Hazrat. And you know what the caller did? You normally what you do, you go outside the courtroom, you call him. The caller, he stood in front of the judge and he said, Ahmed Raza bin Naki Ali Khan, Hazir ho, proper loud. And the judge goes, yeah, you pagal, you know, were you calling here? Go outside and call. He goes, that's why my Sheikh Allah is saying that when you do azan, go call outside. Why are you saying in front of here? And then the judge realized that, yeah, you know, Allah Hazrat is correct. So he gave the verdict in the court in the favor of Allah. So this was the knowledge of Allah Hazrat and the method of making someone understand. Shahid bhai, what would you like to mention?
MashaAllah, on that aspect, Shahzab, it's very vast. When we look at the books which Allah Hazrat has written, over a thousand books and on various subjects. And today we cannot even write a single book in detail because we don't possess that knowledge. But in order to do certain aspects, you need to have knowledge. When we look at knowledge of Allah Hazrat in this aspect, Alhamdulillah, we have the glorious Quran, and we look at the translation of Allah Hazrat, known as the Kanzul Iman, you know, meaning the treasure of faith. He has such a beautiful translation that no one has, and no one will be able to do such a translation like this. And it's a matter of understanding. And if we just look at his explanation of one of the verses of the glorious Quran, Surah Duha, which is only about 11 verses, Allah Hazrat translation exceeded over 600 pages. Oh. If we were to look at something and try to understand it, we'll probably look at the bare minimum and draw our own opinion as to what we understand. But Allah Hazrat's translation and explanation of that exceeded 600 pages. Now, one can only do that when somebody has in-depth knowledge. And having that in-depth knowledge is very, very important, because you are serving the whole of the Muslim nation in this aspect, passing the knowledge on. And with that knowledge, when we look at it, it's being followed by many millions across the globe, because the works of Allah Hazrat is being looked at in every aspect. Muslims, non-Muslims, they are looking at it. And another aspect, when we look at the poetry of Allah Hazrat, a true poet who wrote poems in the love and the respect of the Prophet ﷺ. And these poems are matchless. And according to the teachings of the Quran and Hadith, from head to toe, Imam Andra Zahan was an example of love for the beloved Prophet ﷺ. His love for the beloved Prophet ﷺ can be seen by reading his book. And when you look at the poetry in that, which contains poetry that Imam Andra Zahan wrote, and every line of that book is proof of Imam Andra Zahan's love and utmost respect to the Prophet ﷺ as well. It's something that when we look at, when we read, try to understand it's beyond our comprehension. Looking at people's aspect, how to deal with people, if we look at Imam al-Zahan, as you mentioned, you know, how they made people understand, an ordinary person will probably do completely opposite. But when you look at this great personality and how they made people understand, it makes a significant difference, and it makes people realize how we should be with others and how we should be dealing with other people.
Speaking in Hadaik Bakshish, that there are individuals who took poems in the court of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, but when Allah Hazrat gave them their own poem, you know, they're like, no, Allah Hazrat is Allah Hazrat. Meaning Allah Hazrat's knowledge in regards to various aspects of life, be that poetry, be that all the sciences that Ustaz Sahib and yourself mentioned as well, is matchless. You know, there are people that want to come near. And you know, one scholar has said something I found very beautiful, that, you know, modern day people, they try to go against the teachings of Allah, meaning whatever fatwa they've gave, and they try to run their own intellect. And that scholar said something beautiful: first become on his level, then have a difference of opinion.
Absolutely.
You know, people nowadays, they have, you know, they use this al-ikhtilafu fil ummah rahmah, that a difference of opinion in the ummah, in the nation, is rahmat, is mercy. But you got to understand that, you know, when you have difference of opinion with someone, now for example, you're an expert in
criminal defense.
In criminal defense. Me giving you advice, or for example, you say this is the law, and I come out, no, I have difference of opinion, I'm going to do. My difference of opinion doesn't matter, because I'm not educated in that field. I'm not on the same caliber as you. You've gone through thorough, you know, education, experience. Education is one thing, then experience in that field is another thing. Absolutely. And Allah has done both.
Absolutely.
So Allah has given a fatwa upon something, and just a person who's just become a graduate, you know, I got a different opinion. I differ against Allah Hazrat on this one. And that scholar said it very beautifully. First, become on the same caliber, then we'll think if your different opinion is valid or not. Yeah.
Absolutely. And on a short note on that, Yasab, unfortunately, many people type on the internet and try to get an answer. But without reading the depths of it. See, when you type on the internet for any answer, various people give you their opinions. They won't give you the expertise answer, but they will give you their opinion as to what they think it is. In order to understand the correct answer, you need to go to the expertise. And you need to put the question to the expertise who have knowledge and experience about that particular aspect. As Ustaz mentioned earlier on, you know, to gain something, you need to ask scholars for any issue you have, whether it's matrimonial, whether it's about farz of wudu, farz of usul, in any aspect. If you're not sure, go and speak to the scholars.
The lack of knowledge in the modern era, it's too much. That I was in one place and it was asked that how many faraid of wuzu are there, and he said 4, which I thought, okay, suddenly he knew it. And I go, okay, good. I go, what are they? And he goes, sabun, balti, pani, and something else, magga. I go, this is the type of ignorance that exists today, that these he's saying that these are the necessary actions for wuzu. And so these are the things that, you know, that we need to, my dear viewers and Madin channel, think upon as well. That Allah Azza Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali left a legacy behind, legacy of knowledge, legacy of books, and this is up to us. We need to follow that legacy, you know, study. Some remember Fatawa Razaviyya, as Ustaz mentioned as well, is not everyone's ball game. Not every scholar can truly fathom the or understand what Allah Azza has written in Fatawa Razaviyya. That you will also need an Ustad for. You know, some bits, okay, here and there you might understand. But the true understanding of Fatawa Razaviyya should be done under the supervision of scholars. Because remember, slight misunderstanding or slight out using our own intellect, you know, we might go off the tracks a bit, which is seen in the modern era today as well. Before we go to Ustaz Sahib, let's hear our question of the day again today. Was in which city was Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali born? This was the question, as you can see on the top of your screen as well. Ustaz Sahib, the knowledge of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, falling from beautiful Shahadbai's points.
If we see Fatawa Razaviyya, if we read Fatawa Razaviyya, scholar has mentioned, if someone have the proud on his knowledge, ilmi gharur, okay, so he should read Fatawa Razaviyya. If he read Fatawa Razaviyya, his ilmi gharur arrogance of knowledge will be erased, inshallah. Why? Because Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala, he mentioned in detail and tafsil in Fatawa Razviya regarding many masail of Sharia. If we read, so our akal will become dhang. In Urdu, you say, our akal dhang rahe gai. This was the status. This was status of Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala. For example, you know, in the era of Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala, when currency note came, first time when currency note came, ulama have the different opinion regarding currency note. Okay, is it allowed or not? Why? Because before the currency note, dirham or dinar were used to among the people. So when currency note came, Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala, he wrote a booklet on this topic, Kiflul Faqil Fahim. Okay, and he gave such a dalail from various books of fiqh, and he proved that currency note is also a wealth. Okay, so ulama shocked after reading this book. Ke kya shaan ala hazrat ki, ke aapne kya likh diya. The same way, in Kitabu Taharat Fatawa Razviya, Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala, he wrote a unique fatwa regarding tayammum. And he mentioned approximately 181 those things through which tayammum can be performed. And 74 were mentioned before in the books of Fuqaha-e Kiram. And 107 are additional, extra, which have been derived by Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala from the book of fiqh. And also, he rahmatullahi ta'ala mentioned approximately 130 those things through which tayammum is not allowed. Tayammum is not allowed. And 58 of them are mansusat, which were mentioned by fuqaha. And 72 are mentioned by Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Yeh shaan thi Allah rahmat ki, ke dusre log bhi aapke gun gaate the.
Subhanallah, mulke sukhan ki shahi, tumko raza musall, jis samt a gaye ho, sikke bita diye. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This was the shaan and the maqam, the status, the stature of Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. But if you use Madin channel, some packages are ready for us to view, inshallah, azza wa jal. The majlis will play some packages, inshallah.
Imam Ahmad Raza Khan is from Bareilly, and near Bareilly there's another state, and the name of that state is Nanpara, right? The state of Nanpara also had a Nawab, meaning leader, which all the states in those days would have. So people would write poetry in the praise of the Nawab of Nanpara. So people came to Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayh and said that you are a very skilled poet, you are a master in this art. Why don't you write a poem in his praise? He rewards those who write good poetry in his praise, right? So you will also gain a big reward. So Ala Hazrat picked up his pen. And it is possible that the people of that time would have thought that today, best poem will be written. It would be matchless and the reward would be great as well. So now the poetry that he wrote was no doubt one of the best. The poetry was matchless. But it wasn't in the praise of any worldly Nawab. It was in the praise of the Holy Prophet. He wrote in the love of his master. The entire poetry of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah is remarkable. But this very poetry is masterpiece. What beautiful poetry he penned. He writes, Wo kamal-e husn-e huzur hai. Wo kamal-e husn-e huzur hai. Ke gumane naqs jahan nahi. Yehi phool khar se dur hai. Yehi shamma hai ke dhua nahi. Ala Hazrat rahmatullah alayh kept writing the couplets of this nasheed. And in the end he writes that I have been asked to write in the praise of a person of wealth, to praise the Nawab of the state, just so I can get some money. Now listen, my Raza told what the belief should be. At this occasion, my Raza told us that how should we live our lives as well? Where should our focus be? Man nazara ila al-khaliqi. Keep your sight upon the Creator and upon the beloved of the Creator. So he says, Karu madhe ahle duwal Raza. That O Raza, shall I praise the people of wealth? Shall I flatter the wealthy? There are such people in the society who say to them that yes, you're right, you're absolutely right. They agree to everything that they say just so they can get some money, just for a little bit of fame, just for some appreciation. If you want to talk, talk about the Prophet. If you want to praise, praise the Prophet. What is the point of running after the people of this world? Listen to Raza, he's teaching us that karu madhe ahle duwal Raza, pade is bala mein meri bala. Main gada hoon apne kareem ka. Gada in Persian means a slave, someone who's fully devoted to someone. Right? Someone who's submissively devoted to someone. So Ala Hazrat says that I'm not a slave and beggar of this world. I'm slave of the Holy Prophet. I'm beggar of the court of the Prophet. Main gada hoon apne kareem ka. Mera deen paray na nahi. My religion, my faith is not a piece of bread. That I sell it for a small amount of money. Now wise people will understand the point I'm about to mention. Look at the mastery of Raza in poetry that he mentioned. The name of the state of Nan Para in his couplet without even mentioning it. What did he say? Mera deen? Paray na nahi. So first he broke the name Nan Para. And then he explained us that Para means a piece and Nan means bread. So he says that is my faith a piece of bread? That I may sell it for the wealth of this world? So he rahimahullah replied to the state Nan Para as well. This is the mastery of Ala Hazrat.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Beautifully mentioned by Abdul Habib Bhai as well in regards to the poetry of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Moving back to the topic at hand. Ji Shahid Bhai, in regards to the knowledge of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi.
When we look at their knowledge and their actions as to how they were in this aspect, reminds me of an bit of an incident about one of their incidents. Now, because they were such a great personality, and whatever they did it for the pleasure of Allah Almighty and the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And it reminds me of an incident that once Muhammad Reza Khan, they were traveling by train to go to Bareilly Sharif. And during the journey, the train stopped at a station for a couple of minutes. Time for Maghrib started, so the Imam and his companion, they got off the train to perform their salam on the platform. The companions, they were worried, you know, in case the train leaves without them. But Imam Zahan was so calm, and one of them asked the commander to do the azan. Azan said, Ikam said, they start reading Maghrib. And while it's happening, the driver of the train, he was trying to start the train to go, but the train won't start. The train won't start, and they couldn't find the fault. You know, why is it that it's not starting, nothing happening with it? You know, suddenly someone saw, and they said, look, there's someone who's there who's praying, and maybe that's the reason the train's not starting. And Imam Rahman was not worried at all. They finished their mass peacefully. Then they boarded the train along with the companion, and the train started and it moved. This is, you know, when we look at the knowledge, because when you are submissive to Allah Almighty, when you have that knowledge and you want to do for the pleasure of Allah Almighty, no the obstacles. If there's any obstacle, they'll make way for you, everything. So this is the knowledge. And looking at the knowledge in every aspect, it's as I've read couplets of poetry as well. If we look at Imam Zahan's whole life, he was an embodiment of the love and devotion for the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When we look at their life and their love for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, their personality was a symbol of unwavering love for the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And it can truly be understood by reading the poetry, the couplets which have been written in the praise of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Shahzab, we all know across the world, in everywhere, especially on the Friday, Jumma Salam, the most famous Salam, Mustafa Jani Rahmat, Belaka Salam, is read across the globe, everywhere. And when we ponder upon those words, try to understand the meaning of those words, it's a next level. And it's difficult for one to, you know, try to comprehend what these couplets actually mean unless we have interest to understand what it is. Many, you know, it's very lovely and enjoying reading those couplets. But once you understand what these couplets are, which Allah has written, it becomes a different level altogether. Yeah. And their love and their knowledge was matchless. It's matchless to anybody else who has been and who will come. So their knowledge is to such an extent that it cannot be reached by anybody in the current state. And that's why they're known as the Mujaddid of the 14th century. Look at their knowledge in every aspect. Whatever field you look at, the expertise they had is vast. And they didn't, you know, have to say, okay, I'll come back to you with your question and I'll answer your question tomorrow or give me a couple of hours. If a question was asked of them, they would immediately answer the question and give a detailed response to it as well.
Such detail that they would mention the page number, which side, which
page, line number, subhanallah, everything.
They mentioned to such an extent that in the latter part of the life of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, when they were ill, when they were bedridden, they wouldn't be able to even recognize their own daughter. But when any person came to ask a question about Islam, about fiqh, about anything, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi, even at that time, when they wasn't even able to recognize the daughter, even at that time, Ala would give correct answer and give the reference correctly as well. Meaning at that time, even at that time, when a person is bedridden, when a person is about to pass away, even at that time, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi gave perfect answers.
Having like photographic memory.
Scholars have said that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala did possess photographic memory.
Yeah, having that photographic memory, and not many people have that. And those who have the photographic memory, they don't have it to the extent.
Photographic memory, if you can explain what that is.
Yeah.
What you want me to?
Well, if you want to explain it.
Photographic memory is you see one thing. For example, if you take a picture of one item, let's say a table, let's say a glass. You take a picture of the glass. Now, what do you do with that photo? It's in your phone. So whenever you want to go back to that picture, you're able to do so. So similarly, with Allah's rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, photographic memory is such that if you were to look at a page, basically you would scan that page as a photo and that would be stored in their mind. This is what a photographic memory is. So whenever they would go back to or return or needed to go back to a certain book, they would go using their intellect, subhanAllah.
Absolutely. And Shahzab was saying that not many people possess that kind of memory. If they do, maybe very few, but to a limit as well. Ala Hazrat's memory was beyond that as well, beyond him himself. You know, as you said from the beginning, time does not do justice to talk about the depth knowledge which they had as well.
SubhanAllah. The life of Ala Hazrat Mahdi Abiyuz of Madni Channel is a very vast topic, especially in terms of knowledge as well. That even there were times that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi was asked a question as well in regards to what has a higher status, Farz or Sunnah. Like the way of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala answering a scholarly answer, how they would give, of course they said Farz, then the person said that in Ustaz, then the person said that in wuzu, that you know, Farz ka darja zayda, general question, Farz ka darja zayda ya Sunnat ka, Ala Hazrat replies Farz, and he goes, okay, then in wuzu, why do you wash your hands first, then why do you do kurli, and then why do you put your water up your nose? Why do you do these three sunnahs first and then do Farz? Shahib, someone asked that question. We didn't know what to say. Farz, of course, is higher, so it should be done first. But then, subhanAllah, they mentioned three sunnahs of the Prophet Ali salatu wasalam, that the reason you wash your hands, the way of Allah's answering, that someone tried to trap Allah's, but the way Allah's answers that you, the reason you wash your hands first is that in Sharia, you know, the water should be mu'tadil. You know, it should neither be too hot for you, neither should be too cold for you that you suffer. So the reason you wash your hands first, the first sunnah, is that so you can check the temperature of the water if it's good or not. And then Sharia also says that the water, you know, they should not, shouldn't taste bad as well. So the reason why you put in your mouth a sunnah is that you taste the water if it's bad or not. And thirdly, why do you do kurli up your nose? Allah rahmatullahi mentions. So therefore, Sharia also says that the water should not be badbu, should not have a smell. So the reason why you put up your nose is to smell if the water is off or not. So once you do act upon these three sunnahs, then the mazah, then the, you know, whatever you get, then the greatness that you attain after fulfilling those three sunnahs in fulfilling the farz, subhanAllah, can be attained when fulfilling the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Ji Ustaz sahab, Ala Hazrat ki shaan different.
I remember the statement of one scholar of India. He said, when we read Fatawa Razviya, we assume ourselves like a tifle maktab, a child of a madrasa. A child of a madrasa. Why? If we see just Fatawa Razviya, in Fatawa Razviya, approximately 206 booklets are mentioned. If we read Fatawa Razviya, you will see in the Fatawa Razviya, there's some question, the answer of some question are mentioned in Persian as well. Why? Because in the era of Ala Hadrat, when someone asked Ala Hadrat question in the language of Persian, he would answer in the Persian. No. If someone asked in Urdu language, he would respond in Urdu language.
If someone asked in
English language, no. Yes, Allah Hadrat replied in English language as well. There are some fatawajat of Allah Hadrat in English language, which are written by Allah Hadrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Alayhi Rahmatur Rahman. Nowadays, some youngsters, some children, they make this complaint that ulama, they normally mention the rights of parents. Okay, parents, this is the right of the parents, we should look after our parents, we shouldn't speak in front of the parents like this. So, what are the rights of the children for parents? Walidain ko kya karna chahiye? Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala, he wrote a complete booklet on the rights of children, which are compulsory upon parents to look after. Aur uske andar aapne takriban approximately 80 rights of children, he rahmatullahi ta'ala mentioned, approximately 80. Or aapne shuru se, even the rights of children start before the marriage. Before the marriage, Allah Hazrat ne sara bayan kiya hai ke walidain par kya cheeze lazmi hai. So alhamdulillah, if we see the status of the knowledge of Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala, so we have to say mulke sukhan ki shahi tumko raza musallam jis samt aa gaye ho sikke bitha diye.
Subhanallah. Indeed, in whichever aspect you look at, whichever science you look at, the name of Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh will surely be there as well, subhanallah. Moving towards our segment, with the time is of the essence, in regards to segment, let's revive a sunnah.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Dear Shahid Bhai, the sunnah inshallah of today is taking care of children. Indeed. What sunnah, briefly inshallah, what would you like to mention? How should one take care of children?
Children are a gift from Allah Almighty, and we need to make sure that we bring our children up in accordance to the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah. Teach our children and give, as Ustaz mentioned, that we look, read the booklet of Allah Hazrat about the rights of children. And once we read that, we will be able to understand how we should be bringing up our children. Today we want our children to be educated in the worldly education. Nothing wrong with that. But equally, that worldly education will only last until we're alive, until the children are alive. But what about thereafter? We need to teach our children about deen. It's important that we teach our children deen, because our children will be the ambassadors of Islam in the future, as long as we teach them deen as well.
It's very important, especially teaching youngsters, children, teenagers, the important aspects of Islam. Because last thing as a parent you want is your child, he doesn't know how to pray your own janazah.
Absolutely.
And I was in a masjid in Bristol somewhere, and this was been before I even joined Jamiatul Madina. And this was that time even I knew how janazah namaz was read. So we, as you know in England, that when namaz janazah is read, that the rows aren't 1 meter apart how we are in Jamaat, for example. The rows are very close to each other, you know, because to get more people in. Suddenly I feel a tap on my shoulder on the back, and I look back, and he's a teenager, you know, not teenager, I would say in mid-20s at that time. And I go, gee, and he goes, brother, move forward. And I go, why? And he goes, I need to do sajda. It's janazah namaz, and he goes, I need to do sajda. Like this is, at that time I realized, I go, brother, there's no sajda in janazah. He goes, oh, isn't there? I go, no. He goes, oh, okay, no worries. This is the lack of knowledge that people have. This is just one of many cases that people don't know. Like, you know, I've seen individuals, this is my own eyes, I don't believe on hearsay. You know, I've seen this in my own eyes, that a person's praying and he comes in the masjid and he gives him salam and he goes, wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Like, during salah, he's shaking hands. So, the lack of knowledge, like, the last thing we want, for example, even, because alhamdulillah, I've been affiliated with the funeral department of Dawat Islami as well, the washing the bodies as well. But it's very sad scene to see that the children, the sons of the father, they are hesitant in washing the father. One of the reasons might be, okay, it's the first time. Another reason might be because they don't even know. And so this is a very, very, very sad thing to see, that children are, you know, not affiliated with knowledge as they should be as well. But moving on, inshallah, Azawajal, Ustaz Sahab, lastly, a few Madani pearls from yourself, inshallah.
If we want to make our children religious, so we have to perform all the religious activities in front of the children. When we perform namaz in front of them, they also will perform.
SubhanAllah.
When we recite Quran Pak in front of them, they will also recite it. So the purpose of telling this, if we perform the good deeds in front of children, so this is the best way to teach them. Normally we don't do, and we expect our children, they should do the good deeds. But this is impossible, I think.
SubhanAllah. Be a role model for your own children, SubhanAllah. Pray salah. And you know, sometimes what happens as well, Ustaz made a beautiful point as well. Sometimes when kids, or when they come near us in on the masalla, you know, we tend to moving the kids away. But sometimes let them there, they'll copy. And today's copying, inshallah, azawajal, will be a permanent paste in the future, inshallah, azawajal. So we do dua in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that He allows us to study the life of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Ji, if you, the, we can play, Majlis can play the correct answer on the screen. Ji, Bareilly Sharif, India. SubhanAllah, Hind. That is the correct answer. We do dua in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala that He allows us to study the life of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, and particularly the knowledge of Allah Hazrat, and we, may we attain full blessings from that knowledge as well. Ameen, bijahin nabijil ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching Madni Channel.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.